like to bring the March 9th Town Council regular meeting to order. Please join me in pledge allegiance in a moment of silence in honor of our military. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, good evening, everyone. May I have a roll call, please?
Baker?
Present.
Officer Chair?
Here.
Officer Dracula?
Here.
Here.
Officer Novak is absent.
Right.
Officer Spelia?
Here.
Officer Slocum?
Here.
All right, let the record show we have six town councilors here tonight. Tonight we have a presentation by Waste Zero, and we have Mark Dancy and Tori McBrien. Brian, so I will turn the floor over. I didn't know if Councilor Baker needed to say anything or the mayor before the presentation started, but.
Yeah, I can just briefly, as I reported a couple months ago, this is all part of the grant process for the Sustainable Materials Management Round 2 grant that we received. And actually, Waste Zero, as you look at later on in the agenda, is going to be our contract manager. So they're here tonight to do the presentation so everybody can see what this is all about. And if you have any questions for them, you can feel free to ask them.
Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time to listen to us tonight. Tori, if you want to join me up here, I think you're going to help me with the technology. We have quite a long presentation here, but we're going to boil it down to as simple as we can to make sure that we get all the questions asked and kind of get the objective of tonight accomplished. The key thing is that I'm going to roll through here. Hang on. So the first point is that there is a national waste crisis, but more importantly, there's a regional waste crisis. So nationally, we've gone from 6,000 landfills down to 1,000. The other form of disposal is called waste to energy, which we have here in Connecticut, but most of the country does not have waste to energy facilities. In fact, none have been built since 2016 in the United States. So capacity is dwindling, and it gets, you know, even though the landfills are huge when they get built, they're very few and far between that can get built because no one wants a landfill in their backyard. So that's even more significant in the Northeast, where there isn't a large county government structure. Every town has their own opinions on what's going to get built and what isn't, which is a great way to be. But it makes it really tough to build new infrastructure and new disposal capacity. And so the net result of that is, and I'll just kind of look at Connecticut as an example, there's four waste-to-energy facilities left in the state for residential disposal. There are no more landfills for residential disposal in the state. In Massachusetts, there are three landfills left. There will be zero by 2031. And they have three waste-to-energy facilities as well. Rhode Island has one facility left. It's Rhode Island Resource Recovery, and the life of that will end around 2035. So what happens when you have no more disposal? And none of the towns are jumping up and down saying, hey, can you put another facility in our town? So it has to go somewhere else. So it goes to New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, as far as Alabama. That's where the waste in New England is going now. The cost to transport that, both environmentally and economically, is significant. And that's why towns in Connecticut specifically have seen their trash tonnage tip fees go from about $80 a ton a few years ago to $120 and $130 a ton now. You know, will that kind of be a breaking point? I don't know. It doesn't look like there's going to be new capacity. So they could go up. Out in the West Coast, they're close to $200 a ton. And so the more tonnage that you have to throw away, the more cost the town has to incur to transport that and ultimately dispose of it. So DEEP has put together a grant program, and I'm not going to go through all the different options here, but I will stop and talk about the grant process itself. They put together a grant program for cities and towns that have facilities like your transfer station to look at options that may work for you. So there are a variety of different things you can look at, from different types of fee structures to food waste programs to, you know, at different ways to improve recycling and so forth. So there are a lot of different things to look at that can ultimately reduce waste. The last round, I believe there were 5 transfer stations that took advantage of that, and their average waste reduction was between 40 and 50%. So that hits the bottom line for the town. Their solutions may not fit Montville. I mean, that's the critical thing. So the way that the grant program is structured is fairly simple. First, it's important to know that it's a reimbursement grant. There will be no cost to Montville. The second thing is it's in phases. So if you do phase one, which is simply a research phase, which is what we're talking about tonight, and you decide not to go to another phase, or you don't like any of the options that came out of phase one, there's no obligation to go any further. So there's a request, I think, tonight is a resolution to release the funding to do phase one, which is a research project, essentially, to see what may or may not work with not only the transfer station, but the what the town really could accept, what might be palatable for residents here. And that's a deep dive with a committee process, some groundwork and all the what does it cost to transport food waste, what are the different options, all those different things to get answered during that process, what's important to the town. And so we ask for the process includes a committee. There are typically 5 to 7 meetings where the committee can talk to other towns, they can interview other transfer stations that have tried different things, and then ultimately the committee makes recommendations that the council can either take up or not take up at that point in time. So really the funding is to pay for the process of doing those 5 to 7 stakeholder meetings, and that's really the obligation or the commitment tonight. And again, even with that, it's just to pass a resolution to ask for the funds. You could decide tomorrow you don't even want that, but DEEP can't go forward without a resolution to ask for the funding. And again, it's an opportunity to do a deep dive analysis on what may or may not work without any obligation to make a commitment. And really, you don't want to make a commitment to something until you know what it is, until you know what it's about. So that's the process. And then there's a phase two and phase three, where there would be funds unlocked if you wanted to go forward with a particular program and it qualified for DEEP funding. There would be outreach and education and a whole bunch to help you implement a new program if that was the direction you decided to go. But that is only after you make a decision to go forward after the recommendations from the phase one groundwork. So that's 30 slides in 3. So hopefully, but happy to take questions and yeah, thank you.
So just to reiterate here, basically what we're talking about is a way to reduce our garbage that we're trucking out of state that's costing a lot of money, and by setting up an ad hoc committee to review the proposal and go over what's best fit for the town of Montville. And you know, it comes down to bags, paying for bags of garbage. And it's a proven benefit to other communities, and I think it could be a good fit here too. Brian?
Yeah, as the mayor said, there's so many options we have out there today that we have to look at, and this is not going to be a fast process. Obviously, if I have my druthers, I'd like to get it over with in 4 to 6 months max and come up with the final plan so we can move forward. But the problem is just one little tidbit of information you might want to know, is by our current policy, you're allowed, we sell about 2,100 landfill stickers a year. So when you look at our current policy, each one of those 2,100 people can get rid of 8 bags of garbage a week. So when you multiply that times 52 weeks, that is 870,660 bags of garbage that we take into the transfer station. Now, just depends on how much it weighs. Our policy doesn't say they got to be 13-gallon bags, 20-gallon bags, 30-gallon bags, 50-gallon bags. The bigger the bags, the more they weigh, the more we pay. Last year in landfill, in our disposal costs, we were at right around $530. The tipping fees this year, or the disposal fees, are going up to from $75 to $83.10, which means our disposal costs, if we stay on that current rate, will be at about $570,000 to $580,000. So we've got to make sure that however we handle this, we do it judiciously, and we've got to look toward the future and hopefully either stabilize those fees. Ultimately, could we reduce them? Hopefully we can. But the bottom line is we're looking to find ways that we can save money to reduce the cost to the citizens of town. So there it is.
Yeah, I know they're we've been looking at our waste stream now for probably easily 15 years. I know when Mayor McDaniel was here, he was talking about how we got to start looking at this hard, and we haven't. So this is a good opportunity to start really looking at that and getting some kind of feasibility and getting it kind of under control. So I think this is a good thing. Anyone else? Sorry, Tori, you didn't get to speak. Thank you very much for coming, and appreciate it. And we'll be voting on this in just a little bit. So if you want to stick around, you're welcome to, or whatever. We may have some probably have some questions then, maybe, or
The first resolution tonight that we're going to present is to accept the grant.
Okay.
To get the funds to start working on it. The second resolution is to create the ad hoc committee. So
it's
those
be a
are
while.
Basically,
we have a little bit of business to do
and
tonight.
And Brian, that's when you'll be going into the price of the bags or what size of the bags, explaining them too?
Yeah, and if that's absolutely, I mean, I'm not going to talk about that tonight because once we create the ad hoc committee, that's things we have to talk about, of how we want to do this. That's will come with the final presentation when we come back to you to say this is what we recommend. We would like your approval to do it. And obviously it's going to have to go through TARP because we're going to be changing stuff there. So there's going to be a set process. It'll have to go
And that's
through.
When you'll be able to do the full presentation?
Yes. Yeah, so the notion of the committee is to say, you know, there are different ways to structure fees. There are different ways to a whole myriad of ways to look at this. And so to come in with, we've looked at these different options. We think this might work. This may not work in town. Just to understand what's going to work with the pulse of the residents themselves and hearing what they think and their feedback, I think is good. Again, when you talk about pricing, it's premature to talk about anything because there are just a gazillion ways to structure something that might work. Yeah. And it's got to be a fit for the town.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming out.
Thanks, guys.
All right, at this time, I'd like to, are there any alterations to the agenda?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we remove item 16D from the agenda.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, any discussion? Any other alterations to the agenda? All right. All in favor, remove item 16D from the agenda. Say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Aye. None. So just letting you know, we'll be entertaining this here shortly. Just tonight, that this one's just not ready for us to actually vote on it tonight. So we have a few questions that we need to ask. So at this time, consider an act of motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of February 9th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Okay. Executive session. Consider act of motion in an executive session for the purpose of discussing strategy and negotiations with respect to the firefighters contract talk. Discussions to include members of the town council, Mayor Leonard Bunnell, Sr., and town attorney Michael Sadai, and attorney Elizabeth Hillman.
So moved.
Second.
All right, any discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
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 Favor. All right, note the time. It is 7:16. going into executive session. Okay, out of executive session at 8:10. No votes were taken. Let's bring it up to remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right, communications. Copy of the letter from Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. to the Lafayette Trail, Inc. regarding the ceremony commemorative of Revolutionary War hero General Lafayette, and copy of a technical assistance planning grant funding award letter from Department of Housing. So, Mayor, tell us about the commemorative tell us about the commemoration of Revolutionary War hero. Is that something coming down that we need to take action on?
There's a nonprofit group that is revisiting the route that General Lafayette took in 1824. He was given an order by the then President Monroe to make a tour of the United States as it existed then, and this group is identifying the route that he took. A lot of it's presumed, but we do believe most of Route 32, what existed back then, is not what exists today, but we do believe that the jailhouse curve was a spot that they met with the contingent from Norwich, where they met the contingent from New London that was escorting Lafayette. And it's right on where the Houghton Trail, the walking trail, is right now. So they give us a sign that identifies it as the meeting place and the route that General Lafayette took, and we're going to put the sign up there. Basically, that's it.
Yeah, that's cool. Report from the town attorney on matters referred?
No report.
Remarks from the mayor and or administrative department heads to include matters referred.
If we start with the department head. Ron, you want to say something on that WPCA on the items on the agenda?
Yes, thank you, for Mr. Mayor. Thank you for your attention, ladies and gentlemen. Item 16B that we have on your agenda, I passed out something that would describe what's going on. It's kind of like a little technicality situation where the WPCA has an opportunity to get $7,500 a year off a NRES bid for a solar field that's going to be developed in Colchester. In order to do that for the bid process, the town has to have some sort of site control, and this is just a sublet agreement that the attorney has gone over, and it incurs no responsibilities on the town of Montville, and basically WPCA will just get an annual check for $7,500 for doing nothing.
Free money.
Love free money.
All right. Any questions? All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Chief Blanchett.
Good evening. Bill Blanchett, Montville Police Department. Real quick. Officer Xavier Frias-Salino graduated from the Law Enforcement Academy on February 12th. He's 3.5 weeks into his field training program and is progressing nicely. If you see him out there, give him a wave. We've completed 9 weeks of our 12-week Citizens Police Academy. The class will graduate on Wednesday, March 25th at 6 p.m., if any of you would like to attend. We're in the process of replacing an officer who resigned and took a job with a federal law enforcement agency, and we have several candidates and are vetting the applications now. And with the signing of the MOU between the town of Montville and AFSCME Local 1303, we have several part-time dispatchers who have expressed interest in working per diem for the town of Montville. We'll begin per diem hiring in the next week or two.
Nice. So,
questions? Thank you all.
Thank you, Chief. Finance, Julie Chapman.
Good evening. Recently, the Finance Department has completed the filing of the grand list, W-2s, 1099s, and ACA forms. While filing them, there was an electronic filing issue discovered when filing the 1099s, resulting in the discovery that the 2023, 2024, and 2025 files needed to be uploaded to the IRS. That was fixed, and then also the ACA forms were transitioned to filing online instead of mailing the paper copies in. We also filed with the Connecticut Big List for the outstanding items that were under the town's name. Those totaled less than $500. Board of Education was notified that they also had outstanding items to be claimed. At the Finance Committee last Thursday, we reviewed current financials focusing on revenues. Current and supplemental taxes averaged 98.85% collected year-to-date. The implementation of the tax fee policy that was passed in January has generated $653 so far. This was for items such as return checks, DMV put-ons, and DMV express clearance. Overall revenues are at 78% collected for the fiscal year. The Finance Committee plans on scheduling meetings with department heads to review their proposed budgets in mid-April to early May timeframe. Over the past month, significant time has been spent gathering information to close out grants with the state, some going back as far as 2017 and as current as the Animal Control Facility grant. Throughout the month, departments have met with the mayor and myself to review their budget requests for their department and their capital improvement plan. We've also met with the town's insurance advisors to review claims and calculate next year premiums for health, liability, and workers' comp insurance. And we anticipate the mayor's proposed budget to be available at the April council meeting. Does anyone have any questions?
Have you sent a letter to the Housing Authority for what they owe?
Yeah, Kathy Doherty Peck was going to reach out to the management company as a first courtesy, and then if we don't hear a response, we're going to send the letter.
Yeah, because I hate to see that keep driving up. And how about the special revenue? Can you get that to me? The special revenue for the social services, senior center, youth center, and parks and rec in the police department? There's about their fundraising that we had talked about. How much is in their accounts?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to email that to you tomorrow?
No.
Thank you.
On the elderly housing, the money that is owed the town, I spoke with the finance director. I also spoke with Kathy Doherty Peck. She's the chair with the commission. They have a new administration company, DeMarco, and rather than send them a letter now, I'm going to let them put a plan together verbally and put a plan together to give us to us, so some kind of guidance on how they plan on paying that money back.
Thank you, Mayor.
Land use, Dennis.
Good evening, everybody. The Planning and Zoning Commission is continuing with our two meeting a month schedule. We now have had one special meeting in addition to the regular scheduled meeting. We are working through addressing zoning regulation updates for the housing bill that was passed back in November, as well as doing some general performance standard updates for landscaping and lighting. There'll be some public hearings that'll be coming up in the near future on those. We have been continuing to explore TIF districts opportunities here, and likely in May come forth to the council again with some updates and some suggestions, perhaps to adopt a district by the year's end if the council so desires, but to continue that research and discussions with you all. As was noted on the correspondence received, we did receive notice that we have been awarded the $125,000 grant from the Department of Housing for developing our housing plan. So that will be a significant boost to the overall budget for updating the POCD when that time comes. The fishing pier work has recommenced, and we had a kickoff meeting in the field last week with the contractor and CLA engineers, and we're going to be meeting every other week to review progress, and that is still on schedule as of now. There's no issues. They are driving piles and installing the cofferdam for the launch work. Quick update on the Route 163 and Route 32 study, Revive and Renew. On March 26th, the consultants will be presenting at a public meeting here in Town Council an update to the plan, a draft, if you will, of the recommendations to solicit feedback. So please join us for that evening. And help get the word out and spread it out to your friends and family and others. Related to the housing bill, the Council of Governments will be conducting a workshop with neighboring towns. They were hoping to group it and have groups of four towns: Mottville, Waterford, East Lyme, and Salem. But they're struggling, with no surprise, to get free nights aligned between all towns, right? So they're scaling that back to be probably two towns. Mottville likely would be teamed with Waterford to do a joint meeting where the COG will host it. It'll either be here or at Waterford Town Hall, and they are going to be requesting that the legislative bodies and Planning and Zoning Commission members be in attendance for that and other interested parties. And land use commissions are all looking at our fees for applications, and that will be coming in front of TARP some point over the next couple of months. I think those are some of the major highlights.
All set?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Public Works, John Carlson.
John Carlson, Public Works Director. Today was a great day. I enjoyed today because there was no snow. It's disappearing. Of course, that doesn't mean it won't be back, but we'll figure that out. It's been quite a winter for us. Camp Oakdale Storage Facility, I know they're on me to get the electrical done and stuff, and to be honest, we haven't been able to do anything up there due to the cold, and we got to do some grading out there and finish putting in bollards in front of the building and pouring a pad in front. So I didn't think there was a rush to get in there anyhow, because there's a 6-inch lip, and with everything being frozen, I'm hoping that it'll melt, and maybe we'll see a little gray area, a great area where we can actually grade it in the front and be able to finish what we need to do by April, and then get the electrical finished at the same time. You know, I started looking today at sweeping, so I mean that's going to be next on our focus for sweeping. The Fair Oaks bathroom, we had a meeting on it to discuss, you know, possibly making a few little minor changes to value engineering saving on the project. So that's still on the back burner. We're waiting to talk to the contractor on that. just to give you guys a little bit of history on snow plowing, this year for my overtime for snow is a whopping $116,598.98 over budget from $85,000 that I originally had, or $80,000, somewhere in there. And that doesn't include last week, because last Wednesday, if anyone didn't find out, it was a pretty icy morning. So we had trucks out in the morning. And I actually had trucks out during that rainstorm due to the roads icing up a little bit. I do have a few other accounts that are over. My truck repair is about $14,000 over budget right now. I did lose one truck, lost its clutch, and we had an issue with another truck that broke lug nuts and ruined the rims when the lug nuts let loose. Thankfully, he was able to hobble it back to the garage, and we were able to fix that, get that back on the road. Equipment maintenance and repair is just over $1,500. That's minor right now. Which one was it? Snow plowing supplies. That includes snow plowing supplies is like the hydraulics for the plows, pistons, hoses. This year, we've had quite a few hoses fail for some reason or other. So I had two trucks down at the same time with pretty much the same exact hose. One just failed. The other one actually rubbed the hole in itself, because the shielding on it had worn through. But we are currently over $8,000 in that account. Just that snowplow blades, curb guards. You know, this has been a rough winter on us. The other big one, two big ones, is town hall is $22,000 over. This heating system has pretty much worked its butt off this winter, being so cold. We've had a lot of issues with valves and electronics not working correctly. Currently, the finance department's probably at about 85 degrees due to valve failure. I'm hoping they can get that fixed tomorrow. The valve stuck wide open. They opened the window up, but then a smell came in the building from outside, so it kind of really, it's hard to open up a window and then it smells outside. Something with the power plant down on Lathrop Road puts off a scent that creates a problem for people. Originally, we thought it was a sewer smell, but after talking to the WPCA, they came up and explained to me what they thought it was. And the police department's $5,000 over in budget-wise, and I know I just heard they have to fix a garage door, and I think that's about a $2,000 ticket, so I'm looking at about $7,000 at the police department, and I still have quite a few months to go. Right now, for salt, I am $20,000 over. I'm not full. The shed is not full. I took a little break from getting salt. I said, let me stop and let me make sure we'll regroup and see what I need to put in the shed. I'm looking at about 500 ton to fill the shed for next year. That's really what. So you're looking at a close to, I would rough it around. We can get it down there for $79 a ton plus trucking. I can get it delivered for $89 a ton once I get it figured out, but you're looking at about $48,000, somewhere in that range, maybe a little bit more to fill the shed. I'm hoping the 500 ton will give us a good comfortables to start next year, and then maybe next year it'll be a nicer winter. But it's not over yet. I did hear rumors that possibly next Tuesday we might have another storm coming through, but it's supposed to get a little cold, but enjoy this weather while you can. We had a lot of mailboxes this year. I'm sure you've gotten calls and stuff. I mean, it's been really a rough winter. Today I had a visitor who brought in actual curbing, physically carried it into our office. I was a little shocked at that, but, I told her she could leave it. So I have curbing in my office right now. but it's, like I said, it's been a busy winter like I said before, you have to realize I have five guys that have 1 year or less plowing. So for these five guys, this storm really was an eye-opener for them. And then you have a lot of people that don't have more than 5 years plowing. So this storm was really a wow. You know, a lot of guys come up to me that hadn't plowed and was like, I couldn't see a thing. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of what it happens. It's blowing so bad you can't see anything. I did spend a little time in a truck, just so you know, that I assisted the crew while they were out there. I took a spare truck out for like 18 hours to help out, and they appreciated that. So
you're gonna tell them you got stuck too.
Yeah, I was stuck 8 times just like everybody else.
Got stuck too, huh?
All my years plowing, I just figure out how to get myself out. I knew how to do it. It took me 4 tries. If you go talk to people on Saltbox that were shoveling a driveway, they probably thought I was the craziest plow driver they ever seen. I'd get almost all the way up to the top of the hill, and I'd come to a dead stop, have to back all the way down to the flat to get a running start back up. I finally had to just lift my plow and drive out the way I came and then drive like I was in England to come down the hill because it was just too much snow. I just could not, you know. It was definitely a challenge for those guys. So I my hat's off to them that did. They really did a good job. You know, it was very slippery. The way the storm came in, the amount of ice that was left on the road, we could not get up. And my plow was actually physically lifting. And that plow weighs about 1,500 pounds. And the amount of snow that was coming off of it was just amazing. So, you know. But we got a lot of complaints that we weren't there right on time, and I tried to explain to people, we'll be there, you know. So, any other questions or comments?
Well, good job, because I tell you what, it was the roads were fully open within a day and a half, which was pretty impressive compared to a lot of other communities that were, they didn't do very well. But you guys did a good job.
Thank you so much, John. I mean, to be out there and they can't see, and they just kept going at it and going at it. I talked to a couple of the drivers. You know what? You give them credit. They just weren't just out there for a half hour. They were out there for hours. And then the next day, and then the next day, and then at night. You know what? So, I mean, you're bound to, you're not going to make everyone happy, but you're, you know, you were out there. I saw you on Saturday and Sunday there. Remember? I was, you know, you were out there looking at everything, calling people in. You know what, you're not going to make everyone happy, but they were committed. You know, and you're right. If you don't have the experience in these, one thing you're going to be scared as hell because you can't see nothing right in front of your face. We lost, you know, we'd had some damage done, but that happens, unfortunately. But they, overall, I think they did an awesome job. I really do. They were committed to it. Some of these people could have said, heck with this. I'm not going to stay with this. This is not what I signed up for. But they did a really good job, I have to say. A couple of people have emailed me or stopped me. Some of them complain. And then once you tell them the whole story about what it is and how you're going to be out there in these storms, and it's hours and hours.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
In Fire Marshal's office, John Meagle.
Was he plowing? Was he plowing? Who was John
plowing? He went in.
Did he?
18.
Good evening, John Meagle from the Fire Marshal's Office. For the month of February for inspections, we did 142. That's 77 inspections, 58 re-inspections. And then going back a second time because the inspections were not, the violations were not corrected, were 5. And then the final time was 2. We did 5 fire investigations throughout the month. We do have a new deputy, Travis Roberts, has been doing a awesome job. We're actually improving things in the Emergency Operations Center, and we're also improving things in the Fire Marshal's Office, which is making things very, the transition very smooth and getting out to the public. We are also out there, we did 2 smoke detector replacements for that. on the emergency management side, we had I finished the nuclear millstone grant safe, so that's been sent off. That's in the process. It was approved by Region 4. Now it goes up to the state for the final approval. The EMPG grant has just opened yesterday, so I'm going to start working on that. We did have a millstone come by along with Region 4, and we did a tabletop, and we also did a briefing because me being the newer EMD and also my deputy, we got a chance to actually just sit down and ask questions and have things explained to us little by little if millstone went up, things of that nature. So it kind of gave us a good briefing on that. we did have a storm for the storm on the 21st through the 24th. I did upstep the firehouses. I had 2 at Oakdale, 2 additional, and then I had the 2 at Chesterfield. I had two in Mohican, and none were hired for Montville. The Region 4 coordinator is now moving up, so we won't have Mike Caplet anymore. Now we're going to have Josh Siganelli, which he's also a weatherman for Channel 3. So he's getting into the emergency management side of it at this time. For the staffing, for the career, I did send three of the firefighters off to Fire Instructor 1. They just finished the class last week. They're going to be doing their testing this week. We did hire one firefighter, which will bring us up to full staffing for 16. It's going to be Colin Del Mastro is the person that we hired, and that's about it. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, John. And I'd like to ask Lieutenant Radford to make some comments on the update on the animal control facility.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. Like the mayor said, just a quick update on the animal control facility. We're kind of actually on the home stretch. There's a light now. They've got a punch list that they're working on right now, kind of near the end of doing things. The fire and the burglar alarm system were both installed. We just got back Friday. Yeah, Friday we got back the remaining cages that had to be retrofitted because of the dimensions. Tomorrow morning they're going to start installing the cages. So we get that done. And then there'll just be a few punch list items, so then we can have the state come down and inspect, and things are moving along quite well. The Animal Welfare Initiative Group, that's that volunteer group that's been doing a lot for the town and the facility. They have procured a $10,000 grant where they're going to be putting a memorial garden in the front. I'm part of the committee that helped pick the group. They picked a landscape designer, Greenscapes Design. They just did that over this past weekend. We're meeting with them in a couple days to finalize the design, and they'll be starting that probably mid to late spring. It has to be completed by the end of June. And they figure it'll take them a week or two to do the design that they've come up with. It's going to be real nice, an area. They're going to do it in phases. The first phase is going to be right in front of the facility, taking up some of that landscape in there. It's going to have a water fountain type thing. It's going to have benches, bushes. It's going to be beautiful. Rainbow bridge. It's going to be real nice. But other than that, that's kind of it in a nutshell, unless anybody has any questions.
Yeah, can I ask you a question about the garden, the memorial garden? Who's going to take care of that after it's put in place?
Most of it, fortunately, the design that we chose, or that was chosen, is a lot of hardscaping to start off. There will be plantings and trees, but the animal welfare group, between them and the company that they've chosen, they'll be maintained. We'll have to do some light watering, but there's, like I said, there's a lot of volunteers from this organization that have already stepped up and are willing to do it.
Well, if that falls through, just remember we have the Montville Garden Club.
Yes.
That could possibly help out.
Yep, that was mentioned during one of the meetings.
They want to invite them just so they know about the plants if they need to help out.
Yep. Fortunately, the design that they chose, we're starting off slow with the plants, so there won't be a ton to be in phase one.
Right.
So it'll come in nice.
All right. Any questions for Senator Ruff? So what are we looking at? I mean, you said a punch list items. Sounds like for a week or two?
We're hoping within the next couple weeks I'll be able to get the state ACO down to do the inspection, and then we'll go from there. That should be done, and hopefully, you know, if all goes well, within the next few weeks or so, we'll be starting to actually move in, kind of get things functioning, and then we're going to do a basically a ribbon cutting ceremony just to officially say we're in the building, and we're going to do an actual open house later in the spring once Anuli is able to complete all the landscaping outside as part of their contract.
All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Appreciate all the hard work you've done on that, all the attention you've been giving that since the beginning. In addition to that report, I've continued to attend the various commissions and committee in the past month, Parks and Rec, EDC, Housing Authority, Commission on Aging, WPCA, Zoning Board of Appeals. Plus, I had the renewal of the animal control agreement with Salem that renewed, that was going to expire in June. I attended the Lodge of Elks celebration on their Elk of the Year, who is John Sadai, and the Citizen of the Year, Gene Siegel, and the Officer of the Year for the Elks, Blythe Henry. I attend the Lodge of Elks because Montville is covered in their area, and they do contribute quite a bit to Montville as the different ceremonies that we have. I attended the PAC 67 Blue and Gold Ceremony to promote the fifth graders, Cub Scouts, to Troops 67 and 93 on their Arrow of Light. Attended the Department of Corrections Community Safety Meeting at Corrigan. I want to announce that Carmen Nealon, after 30 years, has retired. She retired on February 13th from the Building Department. And Kenny Hillhouse, he had 22 years with the Public Works, driving our senior citizens bus. He retired, and I interviewed with HR three candidates for the administrative assistant for the Building Department.
All right.
Any other questions?
No. Right. What was it? You renewed the contract with what, Mayor?
Salem.
For what? The
animal control officer.
Oh, okay. Did that increase, or is it just?
It's a 2.5% increase. It was part of the 2016 agreement, and we amended it once in 21, and then this is the second time we've amended it.
Thanks, Mayor.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. All right. Reports from standing committees, town administration rules and procedures.
On the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Finance. We just get the report from our finance director. Everything's going well. Public Works solid waste disposal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dennis covered about the boat launch, so I won't bore you with any more on that. The Fair Oaks restroom renovation bids were opened on February 11th at 10 a.m., and there were five bidders. Orlando Newley and Son is the apparent low bidder. We also then had a meeting Thursday the 26th to review the bids and construction plans, along with preparing clarifications and questions for Newley. And the mayor, Dean Terry, John, myself, Fred Marzik, and Kyle Hobart attended that meeting. And Kyle and Fred were from CLA. Public Works Director Carlson and Town Engineer Hobart are in the process of finalizing road projects for bid in the spring. You've got the presentation tonight from Sustainable Materials from Waste Zero. Town Hall fire escape replacement proposals are still in the process of being evaluated. We reviewed and commented on the capital improvement plan presented for FY2631 from DPW, and Director Carlson reported that the personnel overtime materials for snow and ice control budget were overspent. And you may have seen on the news recently that there is a concern about materials statewide and a shortage. However, we've been successful in procuring the necessary materials to replenish our stockpiles. And the committee would like to publicly thank Public Works Director John Carlson and the Montville Public Works Highway staff for their dedication in keeping the roads safe and clear during the recent snow events. That's it.
All right, thank you. All right. Reports from Special Committee Liaison Counselors. Councilor Baker, Public Safety.
Yes, Public Safety didn't have their meeting on March 5th due to a lack of quorum, but please understand that there seems to be, like every month, their monthly meeting fell on a major snowstorm, so they canceled the meeting. So you can't blame them for that. They were doing their due diligence to keep everybody safe. This last meeting, I don't know if you know the chairman, Gary Murphy. He is in the hospital. He's got pneumonia. So that kind of put the kibosh on that meeting. We had a couple others, I guess, that were sick that night, couldn't make it. And that was a special meeting. So John, our fire marshal, covered the new hire for the fire marshal and the career firefighter. And I can give you some monthly statistics. for both PD and the FD. The month of January 26th, the fire department had 264 calls, which is an average of 8.51 calls per day, and the police department had 908 calls for service, what was an average of 29.2 calls per day. And for the month of February 26th, fire department had 276 calls for service, an average of 9.85 calls per day, and the PD had 950 calls for service with an average of 33.9 calls per day. That's all I got.
Right. Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organization, Social Services.
Social Services, I did my, every other month I go down and walk to Social Services. It's doing very well on our donations right now. I'm not saying it's going to be like that for every month. We did get a couple good ones, one from the tribe. The tribe also donated $6,000 for new furniture down to the senior center for the lobby, and also for the card playing room and the TV room. So that furniture is in now. The Commission on Aging sent a letter and expressed their support for the town into looking into elderly housing. You know, Dennis, I'd like to talk to you about that too. The commission is really hopping on that. We've been pushing this. This has been something that myself and some of the councilors have been wanting for a long time, that we don't have enough housing for our elderly. So the letter here, I'll put this part of the record, Agnes. If you councilors want it read into the record, or do you want me to just put it into the record?
Do either you want to play? Everyone got it in their inbox.
Everybody got it in the inbox? Okay. So, Agnes, I'll have this put in part of the record, please. Also, we did hire a new driver, I believe, Mayor, for down the senior center?
For the bus? Yes.
Yes. And two of our public works employees are going, I heard, to class to fill in.
Yep.
Thank you very much for that.
Got them as a backup.
Kenny will be greatly missed. They're also going to be starting new classes down the senior center. The senior center has also gotten some new members down there. The dollar lunches have been filled up again. It's the senior center and social service in our food bank, especially with these storms holding back people from getting the food. They're coming in and they're needing more services, is to be honest with you. So the energy is still up and running for our less fortunate to get the oil, and that's about it for me.
I just want to say thank you for bringing up the senior housing, because that is my number one goal. I think it's yours too, moving forward. I hope the other councilors share that we're really going to take that serious, trying to get senior housing, more senior housing. So.
Yeah, thank you, and I believe most of the councils have expressed that they support this, and I know the mayor has, because we brought it up. Commission on Aging has really been pushing forward and talking to some of the legislature body, but sometimes to get the legislature body down this way to really talk about this is a little harder, so I think we're going to take the initiative on our own and then work from there.
Yep. Sounds good. Councilor Novick is out, so we'll wait on her report when she returns. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Water Police Control Authority, and Youth Service Bureau and Advisory Board.
Joe in Planning and Zoning.
Yeah, don't forget Joe.
Oh, did I miss Joe?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, Councilor Jaskiewicz. Councilor Jaskiewicz, Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Planning and Zoning Commission held a special meeting for discussion on a revision of zoning regulations on February 11th. This meeting was mostly a workshop regarding draft regulation changes. The presentation, which was provided to us last month regarding the TIF districts, was discussed, as well as the housing grant. The regular meeting of February 24th was canceled due to snow conditions. The next Planning and Zoning Commission regular scheduled meeting is for March 24th, and there was a special meeting scheduled for this Wednesday, March 11th at 6 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Water Police Control Authority, and Youth Service Bureau and Advisory Board.
Conservation Commission, we are meeting tomorrow, so I'll update you guys later on. WPCA, you saw the one item on the agenda. They're always looking to save money for energy-saving initiatives. They're always looking for things like that to try to help out. There's also, they had to replace, there's two manholes on 32 that are in need of repair. That came up during the paving, so that's going to have to be addressed. It's not cheap, so some things you don't think about, but they're there and it costs money. As far as youth services goes, they are doing a You Good Bro mental health check-in. That's going to be this Thursday this week, March 12th, from 6:30 to 7:30. They're going to have resources, giveaways, and just you can talk about mental health and things like that. They're also doing a penny drive this month. They're also looking to collect chapstick, socks, and $5 Dunkin' cards, really just to help out the homeless community and things like that. They're also 2026 Summer Center will be opening up in June, so registration starts May 4th, so something to look for. And that's all.
Thank you. Councilor Southard, Board of Education, Farmers Market, Library Committee, and Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, so Board of Ed, the superintendent's been working with Learn to streamline human resources, strengthen job descriptions, and better define human resource responsibilities within central office, as they do not have a dedicated human resource employee. Just want to mention that the girls' indoor track team, who captured their third consecutive ECC Division II indoor track championship, with Montville earning their third straight title with an impressive 127 points, and Ledgers was next with only 84. So they blew everyone away. So congratulations to them. Budget. Deb Martin provided a budget update where they are in a good position to have all expenses covered and land within their budgeted funds. I also wanted to mention that in June of 2025, the non-lapsing account balance was $706,871. The board approved projects in the amount of $333,909, including Murphy Stairs, Montville High School wireless access points, Murphy water heaters, school ERP Pro Cloud conversion, softball and baseball field repairs, and Learn human resource help, like I mentioned before, and that will come from the 2% fund. The capital plan was proposed and discussed. Some members proposed perhaps going to the 2% fund to pay for a couple of things from that capital project. And finally, there was a special meeting on February 19th, where it was decided that the HVAC at the Palmer Building would not be happening right now due to the infrastructure within the building, and it would be nearly impossible to install it.
Did they get funding for that in a grant to do that?
I've already spoken to Diane and asked them to look into that. They were going to be talking to the architecture and to anybody else that they needed to speak to make sure that they were following all the rules and all the legalities within that. Parks and Recreation, we had a presentation from the Garden Club. They'd like to do some plantings at the Camp Oakdale large pavilion by the outhouse. And once Parks and Rec has a plan from CLA and a budget from the Garden Club, we're going to begin to move forward with that. The regular budget and the capital improvement budget was also presented. The increases in the regular budget were very small. Many of our capital projects were put into that community investment funding grant, and we were, as I wrote this today, we were waiting to hear about it. Well, we did hear about it. We were possibly awarded $1.15 million from that grant. It is going to be sent to the Bond Commission. Now, we did ask for a little over $3 million, so we got about a third of that. Summer camp has been losing money over the past couple of years, so the commission voted to raise the weekly fee by $5 to $80 a week. Farmers Market met to plan out theme nights and approve vendors. And that's pretty much status quo what the what they have been doing. Carnival continues to reach out to food trucks. The hours were changed on Saturday from 12 to 10 to 3 to 10 p.m. And the carnival is also looking for sponsors for various activities. And finally, the library, their spring and summer hours will be starting at the beginning of April. Right now they have a palette of talent art show happening with local artists. Ted Gerard's work is on display all month, and they are also going to have an area to create Easter cards for residents of Apple Rehab, and that's for both kids and adults.
All right. Thank you. Let's get into appointments and resignations. To consider and act on a motion to appoint Nancy Rodriguez to the Farmers Market Committee with a term to expire on March 9th, 2029.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Jackson.
Favor.
Councilor
Sebelia. Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item 14B, to consider and act on a motion to appoint Carmelo Rodriguez to the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire on March 9th, 2030.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker. Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
Jeff. Favor.
Councilor Sebelia.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item 14C, to consider an act and motion to appoint Dion Bennell to fill a vacancy on the Commission on Aging with a term to expire on November 9th, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
Jeffords.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 6-0 in favor. Consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Matthew Brope from the Parks and Rec Commission effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Can I just say something quick? Mr. Chair.
We're in discussion. Yes, you may.
Matt Beaupre, I just want to say thank you to him publicly because he did serve on this commission for 10 years, a really long time, and he did a lot. So we're very sad to see him go, but he is moving on to do more coaching, and he just didn't feel like it was fair for him to remain on the commission at this time. So we're sad to lose him, but happy that he's on to such great things.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker. Favor.
Karen.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Catherine Hinojosa to the Conservation Commission with a term to expire April 9, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Baker.
Favor.
Karen.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 6-0. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint
Maricus
Hernandez to the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire on April
9,
2030.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Baker.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 6-0 in favor. Item 14G, consider an act on a motion to reappoint William A. Warble to the Gardner Lake Authority with a term to expire April 14, 2029.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor
Karen. Favor.
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 Favor. 6-0 in favor. Item 14H, consider an act of motion to reappoint William Carlos Jr. to the Youth Advisory Board with a term to expire on April 14, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Jaskowitz.
Favor.
Councilor
Sebelia.
Favor.
Councilor
Southern. Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. 6-0 in favor. Item 14I, to consider an act on a motion to reappoint Brianne Messier to the Youth Advisory Board with a term to expire on April 14, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
Jaskowitz. Favor.
Councilor Sebelia.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. So 6-0 in favor. Item 14J, consider an act on a motion to reappoint Stephen Lugie to the Public Safety Commission with a term to expire on April 9, 2029.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Six. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Angela Sherbonnais to the Housing Authority with a term to expire on April 30th, 2031.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Favor.
Favor.
Favor. So 6-0 in favor. Item 14L, consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Joe Socha from the Board of Education effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 6-0. Item 14M, consider an act of motion to appoint Bonnie Bacon to fill a vacancy on the Board of Education with a term to expire on November 8, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I just need to say I have to abstain from this vote because that's my wife, so I'm going to not vote for this. And roll call, please.
Baker. Favor.
Parent.
Favor.
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 Abstain, so that is 5-0 with one abstention on that. Unfinished business. None. New business. The town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $1,505.61, as requested by the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 6-0 in favor. Item 16B, the town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Leonard Bunnell to execute a sublease agreement with Green Skies Clean Energy LLC for a solar credit for the WPCA.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
As you Mr. Chairman, in the addition to what the WPCA administrator had mentioned, you have the agreement in your packet and hope you all read it.
We did. Thank you. And roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 6-0 in favor. Item 16C, the town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Leonard Bunnell to execute the animal control services agreement with the Mohegan Tribe of Indians of Connecticut.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
You also have this agreement in your packet.
All right.
I'd like to thank the mayor for negotiating that and adding a percentage increase every subordinate year after the first year.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item 16E, the town of Montville hereby resolves the town of Montville may enter into and deliver to the state of Connecticut Department of Housing any and all documents which it deems to be necessary, appropriate, and further resolved that Leonard G. Bunnell Sr., as the mayor of the town of Montville, is authorized to and directed to execute and deliver any and all documents on behalf of the town of Montville and do and perform all acts and things which he, she deems to be necessary or appropriate to carry out the terms of such documents, including but not limited to executing and delivering all agreements and documents contemplated by such documents.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that is 6-0 in favor. Item 16F, the town of Montville hereby resolves to consider an act on a motion to introduce and set the date for a public hearing for an ordinance entitled Ordinance Establishing a Permanent Building Committee on, we'll decide the date here in a second. The public hearing will be held at the town Montville Town Hall in the town council chambers.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Mr. Chairman, just top approved this recommendation.
All right. So we need to set a date for a public hearing. Mayor, is there any, well, maybe should ask TARP. We want to do this at the next town council meeting, or do you want to hold a special meeting?
We do it at the next council meeting.
We've been away a month. I'll have to move it along. I'm not sure what everyone has got available for this March.
Is there a rush to have it, Lenny, or can you wait?
Well, I think to get that the ad hoc committee appointed, not the ad hoc, but the committee members, give them a chance
to. You can hold it at the public hearing at any time, whenever you want.
Yeah.
How about March 27th at 8 p.m.?
8 p.m.?
Huh? Just joke it. That's a Friday.
Don't even go there.
Oh, of course. We could do that.
What did you have in mind, Mayor?
I haven't got a date in mind.
I didn't get one either. Yeah, that's right.
Let's do it next week, then. Because you're the only one that has to be here for that public hearing.
Yeah.
But why don't we put down the tentative town
council meeting? Is it behind?
Why don't we put down the council meeting in April?
He said, why don't you do the council meeting in April?
I think the mayor wants to do it, get the public hearing out of the way, and then we can vote on it. But is that what you want to do, Mayor? Or do you want to wait till the next meeting?
Whatever you guys want to do. I mean, I'd like to get it going sooner, but in the absence of having a date set aside already, do it at the next meeting.
Okay. So next town council meeting is April 13th. Is that right?
It is
yep.
April 13th, yep.
Say 6 o'clock.
6?
6:30.
Yeah,
you
didn't have 6:30. I'd say 6:45.
Okay.
But,
Go with that. Make a motion to
6:30?
How about 6:30?
6:30 it is.
Yeah.
Everybody agree with 6:30? Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Mayor.
Hold on a second. We haven't voted on this yet. So, Agnes, I read the resolution, and it's for April 13th at 6:30. So we're ready to vote. So roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item 16G, the Town of Montville hereby resolves that the Town of Montville may enter into a sole source agreement with Gorman Plus York in planning the real estate advisory firm for the preparation of the Town Montville's housing plan as required by Public Act 25-1, new zoning and subdivision regulations related to economic development and planning consulting services, thus maintaining Gorman Plus York's continuity from prior advisory services to the Town of Montville. And, bear with me. Further resolved that Leonard G. Bunnell Sr. as mayor of the Town of Montville is authorized and directed to execute and deliver any and all documents on behalf of the Town of Montville and to do and perform all acts and things which he deems to be necessary or appropriate to carry out the terms of such documents, including but not limited to executing and delivering all agreements and documents contemplated by such documents.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor
Karen. Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 6-0 in favor. Item 16H, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize the town to enter into and deliver to the State of Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and any and all documents which it deems to be necessary or appropriate for a grant in the amount of $161,032 for the Sustainable Materials Management Round 2 SMMRR2 grant program from DEEP and utilize Waste Zero as the program manager. The town authorizes and directs Mayor Leonard G. Bunnell Sr. to execute and deliver all documents on behalf of the town and perform all acts which he deems necessary or appropriate to carry out the terms of such documents.
Excuse me, so moved.
Second.
And I believe we all, I guess, discussion. There's not much to discuss on this. We all saw the presentation, but if you have any questions, anyone? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker. Favor.
Councilor
Parent. Favor.
Councilor Jeskowitz.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item 16I, the Town of Montbel hereby resolves to establish the composition of an ad hoc sustainable materials management committee as follows. One member of the Town Council and one member of the Public Works Solid Waste Disposal Standing Committee, Public Works Director, Transfer Station Foreperson, and one member from the public at large to be appointed by the town council. Non-voting members shall include the mayor and finance director. The mission of the ad hoc committee is to investigate the feasibility and possible implementation of a sustainable materials management program for the town of Montbel with the goal of stabilizing or reducing current future disposal costs.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Just out of curiosity, when do we plan on putting these members on?
In the next meeting.
We got to vote them on.
Well, some of them are already assigned. We have one member of the town council, member of the public waste disposal standing committee. So that's two. Yeah. Anyway, we'll do it next meeting, I guess.
Yeah, my opinion is we would do it next meeting because we have to have a little time to find the person that we would like from the public at large.
Right.
All right. And so, all right, so maybe we can interview them at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep.
All right, roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker. Favor.
Councilor
Parent. Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. Favor. So 6-0 in favor. All right, this time remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit?
You got one.
Yep.
Good evening, folks. My name is Helene Walls Bouchard. I live in Lockdale Drive on Oakdale. I wanted to talk about a mailbox, but truly, I'm not here to talk about a mailbox. I'm here to talk about public safety. I went to the Public Works Department today with the box. Yeah, I'm the crazy lady who brought the box of mailbox parts and curbing to Public Works today. Not because I wanted to, but because I'm at my end. This is all the time. And you have a public works director who's beet red right there because he's embarrassed by what he told me. And all I wanted to do was fill out some forms and maybe find out how to get it fixed. Well, this has happened before. So as I'm talking to his administrative assistant, apparently I just needed to make a call or an email, which I did to the mayor's office. I'm in law enforcement. I'm in corrections, just like you were for many years, sir. And you know what? When you know something's wrong, the little hairs on the back of your neck stand up. And to watch people plow who are doing it incorrectly, who are doing it dangerously, who are doing it with speed that is not warranted for the area, I've got something to say. And apparently today I wasn't articulate enough to convey that. And all I wanted to do was find out how to get the mailbox fixed. Do I care about a $100 mailbox at my house? I do not. Do I care about the fact that I feel like it was arbitrary in my discussion to talk with him or to have the administrative assistant help me and just say, it's a phone call, it's an email. Well, I did that, okay? But at this point, you have to watch what goes on. The amount of damage that happened in this town is directly related to the fact of ill training, bad training. If he's on the road and he said he was at my house, that he went around in a truck, he should be embarrassed. I come from Maine, from northern Maine. The amount of snow we get, that you all just got, that we all just got, is all the time. It's a regular occurrence. It's something we're comfortable with. We know how to plow it, we know how to move it, we know how to remove it. Guess what? These guys haven't got a clue. And you know what? It's not an if it's going to happen, it's a when it's going to happen. Somebody is really going to get hurt or worse. And you know what? You guys need to be prepared for that. Because if this town can't afford mailbox replacements, which you're probably in the hundreds of thousands at this time. I'm not kidding. Curb, my curb has been damaged or removed more than a few times. We've replaced it each time. 2 years ago, they said they were going to come and replace it. This guy says today to me that if it's not in the budget, we just don't have it. Okay, I get it. We're a small town. I come from a small town. I've worked in town politics, in doing planning. I've been a planner for years before I ever went to education. Now I'm in corrections, okay? But you guys need to understand that there's some concern here. If he's telling you that somebody's got 1 to 5 years of plowing experience, guess what? Bring them to me, and I'll bring them up north to northern Maine, and I will have them trained by the best freaking plow drivers that you can imagine, if that's a concern for you guys, because it's damn well a concern for me, all right? And he told me today that apparently my mailbox was possibly in the wrong spot. No, not true. Guess what? It's off the road. It's in a straight. It's on the end of a cul-de-sac. And to get up to 20 miles or 25 miles an hour, guess what? You got to put your foot down. Okay? So a football field or less than a football field, and he gets to my mailbox. We expect damage when you have an amount of snow like that. We know. I've experienced it for many decades. All right? First time. We dug it out second time, dug it out, because I have to go to work the next day because I work for corrections 24/7, just like state police, just like the state of Connecticut.
Ma'am.
Okay. I at 3 minutes?
Yeah, you're a little bit past, but that's good. I'm really glad you brought it up, and thank you for coming
out.
It's
a real concern.
And thank you. We'll look into it.
Thank you.
And remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Good evening. My name is Timothy Condon. I'm the president of the Mauville Firefighters. And first, I just want to thank the mayor for being an excellent partner in negotiations. And we look forward to your action on it. But what I actually wanted to come up here and talk about was I know that we're in budget season. And sometimes it's hard for us to communicate with you when these processes start. So I wanted to do it under public comment that there's a lot of action going on in the fire service at the state level. There is a problem with retention recruitment of career staff and volunteers. This isn't a volunteer or paid issue. The state has taken a lot of action to try to correct that. I encourage you to go onto the CGA website and look at all of the bills that are coming forward. That being said, I don't know if we can create a forum where we can get some of you with a panel of us, not just career staff, but volunteers. Personally, I feel that there's a lot that we could be doing as a town to incentivize more volunteers. There's a paid component that goes along with that. I feel that a lot of times we get stuck with a us versus them mentality when we talk about trying to hire more career staff, but you don't understand the impact of if we have a larger contingent of career staff, it alleviates some of the stress on the volunteers, causing less burnout, meaning we retain more volunteers. Many of our communities around us right now, East Lyme, Waterford, Mystic, Groton, they're all in actions right now in their budget cycles. I read the meeting minutes. Waterford is putting on 3 with a deputy chief. East Lyme's looking at 6 to bring their staffing up to 6. Groton's looking at like 3, and Mystic is looking at like 5. We have a regional problem, and as a community, we need to start a conversation on how we deal with it here, because we have the same issue. We're not immune to the issues that all these other communities are facing. East Lyme and Mottville are a couple hundred people off from population, and we're roughly the same size, and we do roughly the same call volume. Currently, they have like 5 dedicated firefighters and 4 EMTs because the ambulances run separately. We're currently running 4 EMTs, firefighters, together. So we are behind on the amount of staffing that's backing up the volunteers, putting more pressure on those volunteers. So I guess the only thing I would ask is that if we can find a way during this budget cycle to have conversations on ways we can retain and recruit the volunteers, because I think if we look at our neighboring communities, they have excellent ordinances that we could enact here, and looking at a staffing component, because we need help out on the street. We had a fire the other day. We called in 16 departments for a 900-square-foot house. We had a fatal on the highway. We had 3 volunteers. We need some help, and I'm not knocking the volunteers. The ones that are coming out are highly dedicated individuals, but we can't burn them out because we're relying on them, and when one of these people doesn't come out, we all feel it, just like if we're not there, they feel it. So it's not an us versus them. This is all of us versus public safety, and we could really use your help, especially since now is a time during our budget cycle. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public.
Hi, Michael Morin. I'm one of the full-time firemen here. Been here for 27 years. This is my 28th year. I'm not as good a politician as Timmy is, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'll sum up the phrase of the fire service in one simple phrase. We're like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We should hire a paid fire chief in this town, get everybody on the same page. Hopefully this spurs a discussion between the volunteers, the paid people, everybody, and move forward so we can steer away from the iceberg. That's it.
Well, thank you everybody for coming out tonight. You get around to the remarks from the counselors. Councilor Baker.
I'm good. I just like to thank everybody for being here tonight and hanging with us till almost 9:30. We appreciate your attendance, and we appreciate everybody that has spoken, and we certainly listen to what has been said tonight. Thank you.
Councilor Sebelia.
Yeah, that's all I got too, is thank you for your time and thank you for caring about our town.
Councilor Southard.
Same. Thank you all for hanging in there. This was a long one, and thank you for presenting your ideas to us. It will be considered.
Mr. Jaskowitz.
Thank you, everybody, firemen, all the agencies in our town. We always up here do the best that we can for you. I know you may not believe that, but we do. We take it very serious. And thank you for your comments about the firemen. Thank you.
Councilor Karen.
Yeah, thanks, Tim and Mike, for your comments. We do listen to them. I saw Mr. Baker will probably be bringing stuff to us about that and the mayor. Definitely both of you for your bringing that and making us aware of that. Some of it we don't just hear all the time. You know, not that we take it for granted. We try to find out as much as we can what's going on. But, you know, you're our ground troops, too. You know, we... Just because you're paid and the volunteers, I take you both respect both sides. And thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight.
Yeah, before I jump to the mayor, I want to say that, you know, Mr. Congdon and...
Morin.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just say that there is a forum, and we certainly need to be a part of it as well, but the Public Safety Commission should be really listening to this, and it needs to come up to the town council, then to finance, because right now by the time it gets to finance, we're already planning. You know, we've already got the Board of Ed budget, we've already got this, and we're starting to get the budget together. What you're talking about is we need to be looking forward and to plan that out. So now is a good time to do that. But we need to have, if the public safety is not going to take on that charge, which is part of their thing, is to start making the recommendations on personnel and manning and things like that, then we need to talk to the mayor and our HR director and then talking to us. So I just want to say that we want to hear it. I want to make sure it's going the right way, in the right direction, in the right committees. And if it's not working, then we're going to set another subcommittee up to do that. So, Mayor, your turn.
I just want to a shout out and a thanks, and I sincerely mean this when I say that I appreciate our fire department, the paid staff, volunteer staff, the police department, public works, dispatches, the fire marshal's office, because you guys are all out there while we're home watching the snowfall. And I know you put a lot of hours in and a lot of time making our town safe, public works. You know, we experience a large turnover of drivers, and there is a training curve. There's going to be problems. There's going to be damages, and this was a tough storm to learn on. And we shouldn't be criticizing what they did. What we should be doing is thanking them. I'll look into that Lockdale matter, and damaged mailboxes can be fixed, and they will be fixed.
Well, I think we need a motion.
So move.
Did I get everybody?
Okay. Second.
All right. Motion to adjourn. All right. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Ladies.
Are you done?
My daughter Kim's got crying.
Agnes, you want this?
Nick.
Can you put this in the for the record, please? I drew a little. When I get bored, that keeps me going. You know what I mean?
How do you make out the Mac tunnel? Is he home?
He's home. Okay. Out of games.
The other issue is it's been trying to delicately.